PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book.
When astronaut Charles Walker first experienced Earth from space, this is how he described what he saw. My first view, a panorama of brilliant deep blue ocean shot with shades of green and gray and white, was of atolls and clouds. Close to the window, I could see that this Pacific scene in motion was rimmed by the great curved limb of the Earth. It had a thin halo of blue held close, and beyond, black space. It is truly glorious to see our planet from outer space. From the first time our astronauts looked at the Earth, they talked about how beautiful and wonderful it was to see our home from out there. One of my favorite descriptions was by veteran astronaut Edgar Mitchell, who saw a delicate sky blue sphere laced with slowly swirling veils of white, rising gradually like a small pearl in a thick sea of black mystery. It takes more than a moment to fully realize this is Earth, our home. Seeing the Earth from space makes me wonder if there are other creatures out there looking back at us. They would probably have the same view of the Earth as our astronauts. Now, if there are creatures out there, do they wonder about us the same way we do about them? Well, in this book, Bigu is a friendly little space creature who accidentally lands on Earth. She discovers exactly what it's like to live on a planet very different from her own. Her book is called Bigu.
Bigu. Written and illustrated by Alexis Deacon. Read by Freddie Prinze Jr. Bigu was not supposed to be here. She was lost. No one seemed to understand her. Some wouldn't even stay still to listen. From far away, she thought she heard her mother calling. But it wasn't her. Bigu didn't like being alone. She needed to find some friends. And she did, at last.
What on earth?
But Bigu wasn't wanted there, it seemed. Then she thought she'd found the perfect place. And it was. But not everyone thought so.
Wait!
Her friends wanted to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bigu.
Bye, Bigu.
I'll miss you.
I'll miss you, Bigu.
Bye.
Once again, from far away, she thought she heard her mother calling. But she knew it couldn't be. Could it? It was! Bigu told her parents all about life on Earth. How Earth creatures were mostly big and unfriendly. But there were some small ones who seemed hopeful. Bigu would always remember those small ones. She hoped they would remember her, too.
It's amazing how Bigu was curious, unafraid, and bold enough to explore a strange new place. And she also made some new friends along the way. She came to some important conclusions about her encounter and reported everything she learned back to her parents. Well, that's kind of the way scientists find out about new things. They're always looking for information about what's out there, figuring out the importance of what they find, and then sharing that information with us. One place scientists have always wondered about is the moon. Does anything live there? What is it made of? Everyone agreed we should go there and find out.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
In 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong walked on the moon.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Scientists studied lunar rocks, core samples, and dust from the moon's surface, and found that the moon was made of ancient rock. But there was no evidence of life. Although some people were disappointed that we didn't find life, most were excited that our exploration helped us get some answers. So scientists set out to answer more questions about the universe and look for life elsewhere. As space exploration reaches further into the universe, scientists can gather more clues about what kinds of creatures could survive on other planets. Like what kinds of atmosphere, temperature, and planet surfaces exist. And whether there are any signs of previous life. When scientists share real information with us, we now have the tools to dream up some very imaginative creatures.
Okay, so we are going to, right now, we're going to use our imagination. We are going to make an alien life form, a being or creature that would live on another planet or moon.
It's amazing what creatures you can think up with just a little fact and a lot of imagination.
I'm making an alien that lives on Pluto, and it's all different colors, and it eats ice. Its name is Coldy.
Look, that's its head.
I like it so far.
Yeah. He's from Venus, and his name is Veen.
His habitat is really the moon, and the moon is where he only could be.
Why does he have horns?
Because he doesn't eat with his mouth, so he eats with his horns.
Oh, okay.
A creature that lives
on the moon.
Yeah, in the moon.
And his name is a weirdo.
Yes.
It's hard to put in, right?
It eats hot stuff.
Everything is frozen.
Yes.
We decided to make this belly and not the head, so we can make it like a big dragon.
It eats wax.
Oh, that's how it survives.
This is Ben, and he's from the moon, and his head is blue because he eats a lot of berries.
She jumps.
She jumps. Oh, okay.
It can live without the head for a long time because the head is meant to fall off.
Look, is this just me or is it just getting weird?
Okay, yes.
Wow. Talk about inventive thinking. You know, with enough scientific info, you could dream up an entire trip to Mars. And that's exactly what Casey Hansen did in his winning story for our Reading Rainbow Young Writers Contest called My Adventures on Mars.
My Adventures on Mars, written and illustrated by Casey H. Here I am getting ready to go to Mars. It was a sunny day, My blast off went well, better than the time I went to the moon. It took me 2 months to get to Mars, then one whole day to put up my pop-up space tent. Tomorrow, I will explore Mars. The next day, I was digging for rocks when a Mars monster popped out of the ground. I tamed him with a doggy treat from home. He ended up being a very good rock collector. Soon, it was time to go home. My monster friend didn't want me to leave, so he came along with me. When we landed, there was a huge celebration. I was given a Medal of Honor and even shook the president's hand. The end.
Well, traveling to Mars to gather data was once a dream, but scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory have found a way to do just that. Now they are collecting new information on Mars every day in lots of interesting ways. We can actually see Mars from Earth in the night sky, and people have always wondered if there's life there. Like the moon, scientists knew the only sure way to find out was to go there. In 1969, the Mariner spacecraft flew close enough to take pictures and send them back to Earth. And in the 1970s, a Viking lander actually set down on Mars. The information collected by these missions proved Mars did not have advanced life forms. But it still left open the possibility that simple living creatures had once existed there in the past. Scientists decided to research that possibility. And to do so, they needed a way to travel across the surface and explore more of the planet. NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab designed two robot rovers that could land and move about on Mars. They would explore two separate regions of Mars, collect data, and transmit high-resolution photos back to Earth. If the rovers found any trace of water, the location and amount they found could help answer the question about life. NASA finally launched the two rovers in 2004.
Let me just tell you a little bit about
public excitement surrounding this mission was great. It would be incredible to discover life on Mars. A contest was held to name the two robot rovers. The winner was a young girl named Sophie, who had a special story. She was born in Siberia and adopted by a family in the United States.
I used to live in the orphanage. It was dark and cold and lonely. At night, I looked up at the sparkly sky. I felt better. I dreamed I could fly there. In America, I can make all my dreams come true. Thank you for the spirit and the opportunity.
Finally, the big day arrived. Spirit was the first rover to launch.
Engine ignition and liftoff of the Delta II rocket with the Mars Exploration Rover.
The spacecraft hurtled across 400 million miles of space toward its destination, Mars. A lot was riding on this mission. Scientists were counting on the rovers to find out if there had ever been life on Mars. If they failed, the question would remain unanswered. But no one knew for sure if the robots could withstand the difficulties they would face. Could they land on a bumpy, rocky planet millions of miles from home and then function effectively? A huge amount of work had to go into preparing the rovers before they were launched. That was the job of the engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. They had built the rover and had to test it thoroughly.
Here at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, we continue to test our autonomous navigation and mobility software on these sorts of planetary rover prototypes. This is Rocky 8, one of our several rover prototypes that we use in order to develop our technology for Mars exploration. Right now, we're in the Mars yard at JPL. This is our outdoor test bed.
The rocks here are patterned in the same kind of way that they are on Mars.
And so we can test to see how the rover can navigate.
We use this test bed to test out all the different techniques that we use to get from point A to point B on rough and rugged terrain on Mars.
The test showed that the rovers could handle Mars' surface, but the engineers had to make sure the robots could also land safely.
3, 2, 1, fire. Get a good deployment.
They designed a special parachute that would pop out and a lander that would drop down on a long cord with the rover inside. Huge airbags would then inflate to protect the lander. To test the design, engineers positioned the lander above a large ramp and planned to drop it on a fake surface that was like Mars.
4 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 3 seconds.
As the switch was thrown, the lander inflated and fell. The test showed how many layers of airbags were needed to keep the rover safe.
So we have greater than, we have 60%.
Dara, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You mean classical?
Yeah.
The engineers were satisfied with the results. All the testing paid off when 7 months after its launch, Spirit entered Mars' atmosphere.
Atmospheric entry.
Atmospheric entry. 2, 1.
The vehicle has now hit the top of the Martian atmosphere. The velocity will continue to increase for the next minute as the thickness of the atmosphere at this height of an altitude is not sufficient to slow the vehicle's fall. We are now at an altitude of 73 miles, moving at a speed of 12,192 miles per hour. Downrange distance to landing site is 437 miles. Expected parachute deploy in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. Current altitude should be approximately 25,000 feet, moving at a velocity of Mach 0.6, 304 miles per hour. We're awaiting confirmation the parachute has deployed.
We see a parachute has been detected.
Yeah. Spacecraft reporting that heat shield has indeed jettisoned.
Lander separation event has been detected.
Spacecraft reporting lander is separated. We expect that radar will lock on the ground in approximately 5 seconds from now. Current altitude 8,000 feet, moving at a speed of 173 miles per hour. We are near our terminal velocity. Spacecraft reporting that the radar is in lock and we have a good solution on the ground. Expected retro rocket ignition on my mark. Mark. Getting confirmation from the spacecraft that retro rocket ignition has occurred. At this point in time, we should be on the ground. Stand by.
Everything went exactly as planned. Spirit bounced and landed like a big ball full of energy.
Deep Space Network tracking stations in Canberra and Goldstone are still searching for the primary signal.
The mission team anxiously waited for the rover to confirm that it was okay. And finally, it did. Back on Mars, Spirit unfolded out of its lander and went to work. Two and a half hours later, Spirit sent back its first photos of Mars.
Oh, wow, look at that!
Photos kept coming.
This is incredible. This is fantastic. Yeah, the rocks. This is, oh gosh, this is.
Once acclimated, Spirit ventured forth snapping picture after picture. The photos showed details never seen before, and the scientists began to think that the images might reveal the presence of water and life. Spirit was programmed to drill into the rocky surface and gather close-up images to send back home. By digging deep into the rock, scientists could look for traces of water or certain minerals that would indicate water had once been there. Spirit continued on its mission, traveling across the surface of Mars, gathering more and more data. 21 days later, Spirit's companion rover, Opportunity, landed safely on the other side of Mars.
Firing solution, retro rocket ignition on my mark. Mark. At this time, the retro rocket
has fired.
We have confirmation. The retro rocket is now ignited. At this time, we are 5 minutes and 55 seconds after entry. We should be bouncing on the ground. As the spacecraft is bouncing on the surface of Mars and rolling around, the antenna is pointed in many different orientations.
Opportunity's destination was a tremendous crater that would give NASA a completely different view of the planet.
You seem to have another rover on Mars, it would appear.
When Opportunity began to transmit pictures, the NASA scientists were even more impressed than before.
And we have a report that the data is flowing.
Time for instant analysis, Dr. Squires.
It's the weirdest, most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
As each picture flew across the miles and emerged on the screen, it extended the boundaries of human knowledge. Scientists could now learn new things about the planet and explore its weather, atmospheric conditions, geography, and physical makeup. They could also come closer to solving the mystery of whether Mars had ever supported life. For the proud scientist who had hoped and believed this day would come, the excitement was as huge and endless as space itself.
Science analysis, because it looks like nothing I've ever seen before in my life. We knew going into this.
Working together, scientists and engineers made this dream of space exploration come true. After several months, Spirit and Opportunity had major breakthroughs. They both found minerals that suggested water might have once been present on Mars. This amazing discovery takes us one step closer to finding the truth about life on Mars. Science is all about learning more, and the more you know, the more you can wonder. So if you're exploring space from the internet, your own backyard, or if you even plan to be an astronaut, here are three books that will help your imagination soar. But you don't have to take my word for it.
My name is Jasmine Amina Lawrence, and the book I read was Space Exploration. I like this book because it tells you about the solar system and it teaches you about different sizes of the planets and what it has around it and how far it is from the sun. The words and pictures go together very well, and the pictures are very big. This book helps you to understand science and make it interesting. I just learned that a constellation is when you have stars and when you connect them, they shape into pictures, like bears and different things. I would recommend this book to my friends and everybody else who likes to read.
My name is Alexander, and I just finished a great book, Rise the Moon. Rise the Moon is a long poem. It's like a lullaby, but it didn't put me asleep because it was exciting. In this poem, everyone is attracted to the moon. On this page, the girl's dancing on the rooftop. And here, the man's baking and the cat is howling at the moon. This is my favorite page because there's a lot of wolves and they're howling. Ow! 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 All the pictures are drawn with a lot of blue and yellow. I really like this book. I think you can find this book in your school library. Rise the Moon!
I'm Isa, and I want to tell you about this great book I just read. It's called Planets, and it's about all the planets. If you're young and you want to learn about planets, this is a good book to start on. On the first page, there's the first planet, and it tells you about it. Then on the second page, there's the first planet, and then the second planet, and it tells you about the second planet. Then on the next page, there's the first planet and the second planet, and then the third planet, and it tells you about it. And the last page has all the planets on it. Here's some cool facts. Venus was the first planet to be visited by a spacecraft from Earth. Here's another one. You can't hear anything in space because space has no atmosphere. Listen to this one. Mercury's daytime temperature is 4 times hotter than Earth's. Now here's another one. Mars has a pink sky. That's weird. If you're ever bored, this is a really good book to read. Believe me, I know these things.
Scientists find out as much as possible about the unknown and then piece it together like a giant puzzle. Now, from what we've learned so far, we can really imagine what it might be like to visit other planets and what type of life we might find there. Now, we might not be able to live on Mars or the Moon yet, but we've come this far because scientists are curious. They truly are the modern-day explorers. So, with the knowledge of science, the help of a telescope, some good books, even a computer, just imagine you can become a space explorer, too. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Bigu, written and illustrated by Alexis Deacon, published in the United States by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, LLC. Space Exploration by David Glover, published by Toucan Publishing. Planets, a Solar System Sticker Book by Ellen Hasbrook, illustrated by Scott McDougall, published by Little Simon. Rise the Moon by Eileen Spinelli, pictures by Raoul Colon, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Young Readers Group. Hi, I'm LeVar Burton. In uncertain times, there's no more effective way to make your kids feel good and safe than to spend time with them. We at Reading Rainbow suggest sharing a book with your family. Read for fun, read for family, read for our future.